you are all about to get on this record. The world is getting to be a strange place. A lot of crazy things are happening. A lot of questions need to be asked. A lot of puzzles need to be put together. And here are all the pieces that you're going to get from one man right here on The Big Puzzle with your host, the one and only man from Canada, Mr. Barry Ritz.
Well, good day, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and you gators and grannies, to this Sunday's edition of The Big Puzzle. My name's Barry Prince, coming to you live from my kitchen up here in northern British Columbia. I'm being broadcast through shakeandwakeradio.com. I'm also being simulcast on the Truth Be Told radio networks. Thanks for joining us today, and as always, I always start the show off with a little plug for the people that are putting time and efforts into bringing these shows to you every week. Like I said, some months they have to actually fork money out of their own pocket for this, and that's all wrong. So if you can afford a coffee, I please ask you to do that for the people that are doing this for us and bringing this great shows to our networks. Always like to start my day off, too, with thanking my producer, because I always end up forgetting to do it at the end of the show. So thanks, Steve, for putting up with me every week. You're a blessing in my life, my friend. I have with me my very good friend, Roger Landry, for the first hour. You know, Roger is a regular on my show. Every 2 weeks, we manage to get together and talk about what's going on in our various communities and our countries. And he's down there in that United States of America, and I'm up here in Canada. Roger, always good to have you in. And I'm going to start the day with what I told you I was going to start the day with, and that's your pet peeve of the week. Welcome back, my friend.
My pet peeve of the week. First off, I want to say hello to Annie. I want to say hello to Shake and Wake Radio. I was actually doing shows on Shake and Wake 8-9 years ago, a long time ago. And it's very, very nice to see that she's still got it up and running and around. And I'm very proud of the lady and all of the networks that support the great work you do, Barry. And especially Steve, who puts up with us, especially me, screaming at everybody every other week. My pet peeve for the week? My pet peeve for the week is this, okay? If governments across the planet are not awakened to the fact that a big bunch of us are pissed off, then they're idiots and they do not deserve to be running anything, never mind a government. It doesn't matter what country you go to today, because they were all locked down. They were all forced to take vaccinations. They were all. This is a global issue. And the uprising is spreading, gee, like a bad virus. Maybe there's a vaccine for that.
I imagine they've got one already put away for that, Roger. They're panicking right now. You're absolutely correct, though. We see it right around the world right now. Countries pulling back the strings, and they're realizing that the cat's out of the bag and that they don't have any data now to support what they're doing, and people are starting to really wake up to it. It's a good time to be alive, because we've been waiting for this, Roger.
I want to continue that with this point. Last week I did an hour, and I do an hour show. I have my own show each week, and I did an hour on Canada, which, again, I don't think a lot about Canada. It's not that I think bad things. It's not that I think good things. It's just that I, like most Americans, don't really ever think about Canada. I got to tell you something right now. Canada's on the lips of just about everybody in America. Canada's on the lips of just about everybody in Australia. Canada's on the lips about just about everybody in New Zealand, everybody in the UK, everybody in the European Union. Would you like me to go on right now? More people know about Canada than in the history of Canada. We're talking about a country with 36 million people, which is a whole lot less than there is in the state of California alone, which right now commands the center spot on the globe. Why? Because they have set a precedent that is allowing a vast majority of those who were sleeping to not only wake up, but to wake up in a very angry fashion. And it has been needed, and it is welcome.
It's overdue. You know what, Roger? I'm gonna say something here, and I didn't think I'd ever be able to say this live on the air, folks. But I got to tell you, Roger, I love Justin Trudeau. I've never loved anybody more in my life.
You didn't tell me this was a comedy special.
Because, Roger, no single individual in the history of Canada has done more to unite the Canadian people in the last 3 weeks than this clown in Ottawa has come out of his mouth, is infuriated Canadians. It's got Canadians to a point now where they cannot deny that something very, very nefarious is going on in our government, that this is nothing to do with a virus. And they're waking up by not the thousands, not the tens of thousands, but millions of Canadians are now waking up, and it's not going to get put back in the bottle, Roger. They're not going to be able to stop this. So watch out for the false flag. We talked about that before. It's something I think about every day. Go ahead, my friend.
Anybody who thinks that this is going to be allowed to happen without any pushback from the elitists, you need to understand something. These elitists control the ebb and flow of money across the entire planet. These people control the ebb and flow of leaders across the entire planet. The amount of people in positions of authority or supposedly respectability across the planet who owe them in one fashion or another, whether they actually know it or not, is astronomical. If you take a look at Joe Bob, let me explain something very, very quickly and very easily. Joe Bob was, I don't know, hide in your basement Joe Bob. When Joe Bob was running for president, he had trouble filling up a high school auditorium that seats about 1,000 people. He was lucky if he had 400 or 500 people in there, and they were all social distance and wearing masks. That was his excuse for having so little people. At the same time, Donald Trump down the street had 30 to 50,000 people with about 2 or 3,000 outside listening on their radios because they couldn't get in due to the overflow. Yet this guy, Sleepy Joe Biden, gained the most votes ever gained in history to become the president of the United States. Nobody believes that. Nobody does. But if you are the elites, you need what they needed was they needed to make sure that Joe Bob got in there. Why did they need to make sure Joe Bob got in there? Because the 4 years before that, while Trump was in there, their entire scenario was pretty much in park. All of what we're seeing now should have happened 5 years ago in America, but it didn't because of some red skin, or I don't know, dark orange skin dude named Trump. So they had to make sure beyond a shadow of a doubt that they had the biggest puppet the world had ever seen sitting in the White House in order to make everything that they wanted, everything they had planned for, everything that was already choreographed happen. Now, Trudeau fits the same damn billet, or should I say Castro's son fits the same damn billet. Okay, if you go to one nation after, let's go to the United Kingdom. I got to tell you something. Mister, I never combed my hair in my life. Yeah, in the UK, he's just as big an idiot as Trudeau is. And I could go on and on. If you stop and look at the leaders of our countries today, how the hell did any of these people get elected? They actually didn't. They were put in place by those who control the ebb and flow of power and money across the planet to accomplish what they're trying to accomplish right now. If you remember several weeks ago, and then several months ago, and then about a year and a half ago, I said on your show that people are slow to wake up, but when they do and they get angry, there's a hell of a lot of us. Right now, we are starting to see the tidal wave rising. If you think for 1 second that they're not going to do something to push back against this, you're absolutely wrong. There won't be one false flag. There'll be false flags across the planet.
or one major event, Roger, that would rally the whole planet around one enemy. We know they've done that before, and that's in their playbook. And that's something I think about every day right now. They're getting desperate that they're a wounded animal. They literally are a wounded animal right now, and their backs are up against the wall. They know they're losing the narrative. The like you said, the data's coming out, and I've been looking at data here, Roger. It just absolutely astounds me what I'm actually seeing right now. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that nothing they have done is working. Nothing. This whole program with the jibby jabs is a complete failure, but it's done exactly what they wanted it to do, and that's divide society.
If you wanted to accomplish, which is exactly what I believe and a lot of other people with half a brain even believe, if you wanted to accomplish the takeover of global governance by a few elitists, global governance, great reset, whatever the hell you want to call it, okay, new world order, if you wanted to accomplish that, you need to accomplish two things. The first thing you need to accomplish is you need a global panic. Something that covers the entire globe simultaneously. You need to have everybody at a very high level of fear. Then you need to step in with the cure or something that will negate a vast majority of the oops that's going to happen to them so they can at least live a semi-normal life. We have that. They have that. That's called a pandemic based on something that doesn't even have the veracity of a bad flu year, and a vaccine, which isn't a vaccine, because a vaccine, in order to qualify, of course, they've changed the definition, isn't that nice, but for the last 100 years, a vaccine was something that made your body immune. It was something that built antibodies into your system so that if a virus came in, a known virus, they could send out troops to kill it. But that meant that if the virus was killed, your body couldn't store it. And if your body couldn't store it, you couldn't transmit it. We are looking at something that the CDC and the manufacturers of this mechanism, because you can't call it a vaccine, have admitted it cannot keep you from getting COVID. It cannot keep your body from storing COVID. It cannot keep you from transmitting COVID. What the hell are you taking it for? I'm going to tell you what you're taking it for. And I've said this on your show before, Barry. It's never intended and never was intended to save you from anything. It was intended to give you something. And that's called the spike protein. If you take a look, you are being coerced and threatened into taking the most dangerous pharmaceutical agent ever utilized on mass humanity in the history of pharmaceuticals. If you take a look at this vaccine that doesn't work at all by the definition of a vaccine, not even a little bit, if you take a look at this and you take a look at the actual numbers, not what's been, I mean, what's been hidden, not what they've been telling us. If you take a look at the numbers, what you need to understand is they have accomplished a lot of what they are attempting to do. What most people don't understand is there have been probably close to 3 billion people that have been vaccinated once, twice, and some of them even had their boosters. How many of these are transmission platforms? And what is the long-term fallout of this faux vaccine? What is it? Is it going to be massive sterility? I know what it's going to do to a lot of people. The first time you take it, the spike protein literally wreaks havoc on your immune system. And if you're a woman, it tends to, I don't know, congregate in the ovaries. Sterility. So now what you've got is sterilizing women. Yeah. Doesn't matter how fertile the men are. If you ain't got no women, you ain't got no babies. The next thing it does is it knocks your immune system to the ground. It goes to your heart. It goes to every organ in your body. And it also absolutely rains havoc on the blood cells and the production of blood cells. So now what you've got is everybody who has been vaccinated or everybody who lives with somebody who's been vaccinated, so via the mechanism of transmission, they get a vaccine. It knocks their immune system to the ground. It starts to wear off after a couple of months, so you have to get a second one. It goes in and does a little bit more damage, as much as the first one did and a little bit more. Then you go and get a booster, and it does a little bit more than the last two did. By the time you get your first booster, your immune system is at the mercy of anything and everything, which means 2 to 3 years from now, we're going to have people across the damn planet dying from the measles, the mumps, the flu, a cold. And this is an absolute fact. And why are they dying? Because this mechanism called the vaccine has literally annihilated their immune system.
What a weapon, Ace, Roger. Unbelievable what they're doing.
Bio.
Get a load of this, Roger. This came out of Bonnie Henry, our health so-called health official in British Columbia. And I think this was a slip-up because I don't think she was supposed to word this the way she did. But she said, we're talking about the booster shot and why it's so necessary. Because she said, this came right out of her mouth, and I had to go back and listen to it again, that we're finding out that vaccinations diminish your immune ability in your body, so it's necessary that you take the booster to keep your immune levels up. And this, and I'm sitting there, I'm going, did I just hear what I thought I heard? Yes. They're admitting to the public that these vaccinations are having an effect on your natural immunity of your body. What you just talked about, Roger, the attack on the immune system, the effects we're going to see a couple years down the road are just going to boggle society. But, of course, the government's going to come along and say, hey, we've got the newest variant, and here's the newest booster to protect you. Go ahead.
Unless what people need to understand is, again, they tend to lessen in their strength a little bit each time. So what you may have is you need or you will be required to take continuous boosters in order to have any type of an immune system at all, even one that is bolstered artificially via the mechanisms of the booster shots, or at least they may tell you that. What we are going to see going forward is a massive increase in cancers, a massive increase in viral deaths, a massive increase in respiratory deaths, and these will not be blamed on the shot. They will be blamed on new variants. They will be blamed on other things that were released. They will be blamed on because they literally are not COVID. They aren't. And anybody who thinks that COVID doesn't exist, COVID has existed for a long time. It's called the flu. SARS-CoV viruses have been around for a long time. The difference between those and this one is its ability to sterilize, its ability to form blood clots, its ability, and this was all done via man's hands. It's called gain of function. Fauci and his boys over in the lab that I believe is owned by one of the pharmaceutical companies in Wuhan, what they did is they manufactured via gain of function something that doesn't go out and kill a whole lot of people. What it does do is it trips the life fantastic over time by slaughtering your immune system. And the more shots you get, the more you become, I don't know, liable to, like I said, dying from the flu, dying from a cold, dying from things that people normally would not die from. But myocarditis, you're going to see a massive increase in that. People don't understand that what we have seen today is one of the biggest death rates for any vaccine ever. It's literally 10 times more deadly than every vaccine in the history of vaccine all combined. Times 10, and it still doesn't really measure up. What we are looking at here is a system whereby over the next 5 to 10 years, and some doctors are saying could start in less than 2 years, we are looking at a massive increase in illness across the entire planet. These people who haven't been vaccinated now, why after 2 years haven't they gotten vaccinated? Because they did their research. Because they listened to a show like yours, Barry. Because they listened to a show like mine. Because they went out and did their research because they thought we were nuts at first. And they said, I got to check on this myself. And they found out we weren't nuts. So what we've got is a lot of people across the planet that are scared right now and angry right now because they're starting to see that the numbers being hidden from us, the actual deaths, the actual sicknesses being caused by these vaccines is magnitudes above what they're allowing you to know. And it's getting worse by the day. It's getting exponentially worse.
Yeah, and what pisses me off the most is what they're doing to our children, Roger, above everything that these people are doing to us right now in our society. What they're doing to our children, buddy, that cuts me right to the heart, that these people know they're harming the most innocent people in our world. They're doing it, and they know it, and I'm telling you, Roger, I'd like to get my hands on them, buddy, because this is beyond evil. Why they're doing this to our children, that's a huge rabbit hole. I'd like to get your thoughts on that for a couple minutes, but just the fact that they're injecting this stuff into our children, Roger, and you've looked at the numbers, I've looked at the numbers. I know what the numbers tell me about a child actually being affected by this, and the numbers are basically non-existent. There's no justification for what they're doing, and we're allowing this to go on. We need to stop that right now, Roger. How can we do that?
Well, let's talk about those numbers for a second. The chances of your child dying, and we're talking about anybody 16, 17 years old or younger, especially those that are 10 years old or younger, or now the ones that they want to vaccinate 5 years old, okay? What we're looking at is a death rate that is, I don't know, the survival rate of a child getting COVID-19 is about the same as the survival rate of a child getting the flu, which is approximately 99.998. In other words, 0.002% of our children are going to die. I got to explain something else to you. Those who do die are dying because they have comorbidities. Any child who has severe, two or more severe comorbidities and gets the flu stands a very good chance of dying. Okay? But let's stop and think about what else. I just got done saying that a lot of these spike proteins tend to find their way to a female's ovaries. So if you take the young generation, the up-and-coming generation, not the generation that's already had their kids. And nowadays, if you're in the 30s or 40s, most don't even want kids anymore. That's the way society has been trained to, you know what, I can do so much more if I don't have kids. Kids are a pain in the butt. Kids weigh me down. But if you've got the younger generation, the 17, 18-year-old and younger, and you sterilize them, what you have just done is you have taken the global population and dropped it off a freaking cliff. It's not a matter of killing these kids. It really isn't. These elitists have patience. They've been working on this since the 18th century, taking over the planet. These elitists have been working on this for hundreds of years, centuries. What are they looking at? Why do they insist that our children get these vaccines and these boosters? Because if you are going to have the biggest effect on the sterility or the fertility of this planet, you don't go after the old folk. You don't even have to go, you don't even go after the in-between folk. You go after the young folk. Because once you have sterilized the young folk, the rest of us, we're going to be dying off from, and I'm talking about the vaccinated or those who live with the vaccinated, they're going to be dying off from the flu. They're going to be dying off from heart attacks. They're going to be dying off from liver failure because of the spike proteins. So that's the mechanism of the spike protein that's intended for people like you and me, Barry. But sterilizing that young generation of children ensures a drastic drop in the global population.
Yeah, they're thinking a couple of years down the road, Roger. And like you said, we don't know. We have no idea what the long-term effects of these jibby jabs are going to be on the human
race. Wait, hold on. Because what they said
Well, what we're seeing now, Roger, but what are we going to see 2 years down the road? We talk.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
Well, I'm just saying, 2 years down the road, what are we really going to start seeing it happen in society? And how will they twist that around? There's a good one for you. We know how they're going to twist that around, Roger. It's another variant, going to need another shot. It's never going to go away until they've killed us all. And that's not too far away, my friend. Go ahead.
Keep humanity under 500 million in tune with nature. These are the most arrogant people in the history of this planet, and it didn't start yesterday, okay? They telegraph what they are going to do. Anybody who's going to spend well over $1 million to put up a monument like the Georgia Guidestones, which is so blatant and in your face, is not somebody that you are figuring is trying to hide anything. They're not. What they are wondering is, who is smart enough to understand that? What most people fail to understand is that people like Barry and myself and a lot of other people that I run with and know and do research with, we are the people that they intend to see those telegraphings of the future that they put out. The Georgia Guidestones, we're supposed to make sense of that. We're supposed to make sense of that, and we're supposed to tell people about it. And why are we supposed to tell people about it? For two reasons. One, the vast majority of the people out there are going to think we're conspiracy nuts, and they're not going to believe what we have to say. That's changing. But that's one of the reasons. The other reason is we identify ourselves. We tell these elites who may be smart enough to possibly, I don't know, put a stick in the spokes of their wheel as it spins. We identify ourselves. So it's not so much arrogance, although that's part of it, as much as it is identifying people like us who take the pieces of the puzzle and put them together and say, this is what the picture looks like. We have identified ourselves. Now, if there's only a couple of us, we're in serious danger. But if the entire globe has people waking up at an exponential rate on a daily basis, which is what I'm seeing today in Australia, what I'm seeing today in New Zealand, what I'm seeing today in the UK, what you can't help but miss in Canada and in the United States, then we are not so much alone anymore. And we don't stand out so much anymore. And the danger to us as individuals falls at an exponential rate as the increase of those who have knowledge of what's actually going on at an exponential rate. So this is what we're seeing right now. You and I are becoming safer by the day because there's more and more people who actually understand what the hell we're saying.
There's more people got our backs now, Roger, than a couple months ago. That's for sure.
And I told you this was going to happen. Do you remember on your show 6 months ago? I'll bet you even Steve is chuckling. I said the Americans are the slowest nation on the planet to wake up. But when they do, they don't wake up quiet and they do wake up angry. What we are seeing today is a groundswell. But I said, America, take it and apply it to the entire global population. This is what I expected. Everybody laughed when I said this. They said, no, these people are going to go down without a whimper. No, they are going to do much more than whimper, let me tell you.
Well, it's funny how it took something like a truck convoy to wake people up, Roger, but it's absolutely amazing to see what's happening. Yeah. It is.
Canada will go down in history as the impetus for the pushback against the elites.
Absolutely. Our little convoys here yesterday, Roger, I'm not kidding you. I was involved in it yesterday. And there was, I got to say that, you know, I was out the one before. We did a drive up to Kitimat yesterday. I'm not kidding you when I say I think there was at least two times as many vehicles out yesterday as the week before. And people I was talking to yesterday, a lot of them said to me, Roger, you know what? That we really weren't aware of some of the things that were going on in our government for the last couple of years until the last couple, 3 weeks, where the truckers have come forward and that information is being put out. The doctors are getting their information out. We had an open challenge to the Canadian so-called health officials and their doctors to sit in a panel. And the good thing about it, Roger, it was caught on national TV. So the challenge was made on national TV for the government to bring forward their health officials so they could justify to the Canadian public exactly the mandates and the restrictions they're enforcing on society. And, of course, they didn't show up. There were three doctors, very, very well-known, very, very well-known doctors waiting to debate this openly with the government. Of course, they wouldn't show up. But the good thing about it, it was caught on CBC, and they put that out. And that alone has got people scratching their heads. If the government is so absolutely sold on this, and they're telling us every time they get in front of the microphone that it's safe and effective, come and have a debate so the Canadian people can decide for themselves. And of course, it's just like our Prime Minister, they have no courage to do that. But Canadian people are catching it, Roger. They really are.
So
it's a good thing, my friend.
I would tell you that Justin Trudeau has the newest COVID-19 variant. It's called Coward-19.
Yeah, and he's got a new burger at McDonald's. It's called the chicken burger.
Yeah. Look, I would tell you that prior to the trucker convoy, there was a majority of Canadians that still believed people like us were nuts. They did. They may have been hemming and hawing a little bit, but they always were going to err to the side of caution. After the convoy and after – or not after, but after the commencement of the convoy and over the last couple of weeks, they initially saw a 15-point swing from those who didn't believe or didn't want to think that way to those who did. I believe that's up to almost 22% now. What we are looking at in Canada is a solid majority that are thinking people like Justin Trudeau – are an absolute traitor to their country.
It's also, Roger, it's opened up what I'm seeing happen in Canada is that people, when they all of a sudden start to realize just how badly they've been scammed, how badly the unsuspecting Canadian public was preyed on by these very evil people. It's really hard for, I'm finding this in conversations with people, that it's really hard for them to swallow that red pill, to actually look themselves in the mirror and say, hey, my government is working against me, that they're evil, and what they're trying to do is completely unjustified and is taking away all our rights and freedoms. They get to that point. It's a trigger point. And all of a sudden they go, yeah. And all of a sudden, of course, the anger comes. And that's what we're seeing. But what I'm also seeing is people are telling me now that they are sitting down at the table and actually coming to tears talking to their relatives about what is actually going on. So we're seeing people open their hearts, Roger. And that is contagious, my friend. Go ahead.
I'm going to give you the 10 points of destroying a country. Okay? If you wanted to destroy a country, these are the 10 points. And this is part of my last show, but not all of it. And I would like to share this. All right? First thing you would do is destroy social harmony. In the United States, we saw BLM and Antifa burning and destroying and looting mainstream America with total impunity, while local police were demonized and defunded, leaving citizens in increasingly dangerous positions, all in the name of eliminating racism and white supremacy. So you destroy harmony. That's the first one. The second one is you destroy the system of education. Okay, you teach critical race theory. You tell students that they don't need anything. You're never going to get anything below a C. You tell students they don't have to learn math because that's racist. And what you actually do is you lower the ability of an entire nation to compete globally. So first one, destroy social harmony. Second one, destroy the educational system. Third one, destroy the economic backbone. You tie people to their homes so that 80% in some cases of most nations, their gross national product comes from the mom and pop business, like America. We have a massive economy, but 80% of that economy and a lot of the Canadian economy is based on the mom and pop. the family-owned business, the small business. But if you lock people down in their homes and you tell them the only place you can go to get food, the only place you can go to replace your shoes, the only place you can go to get oil for your car is the big box stores, and everybody else goes under. What you are doing is literally destroying the backbone of the economy. That's number three. Number four, you destroy the supply chain. What you do is you make sure the ships can't unload. What you make sure is that the truckers, due to mandates, can't deliver stuff. What you do is you make sure that the businesses that are relied on to stay open, such as warehouses, so on and so forth, close down. What's number five? You destroy faith in government. Unconstitutional mandates, unconstitutional voting laws, spying on citizens, proclaiming parents to be domestic terrorists for concerns about their children, out of control corrupt spending, triggering runaway inflation, leaders that don't represent we the people in any nation and don't really give a damn about us. That's number five. Number six, you destroy its faith in government. Unconstitutional mandates, so on and so forth. The next thing you do is you destroy its health care system. Unconstitutional mandates for health care workers who are fully aware of the tyranny and personal risks being forced on them. It's like playing Russian roulette, and they don't want to do it, so they lose their jobs. You have lack of trust in doctors who keep safe medications away from them and only prescribed the medications that they know will do harm. You got to take a vaccine. Don't even ask me about ivermectin. Don't even ask me about hydroxychloroquine. Don't even ask me. So now you've destroyed the healthcare system. Then you destroyed national security. You allow open borders, facilitating illegal aliens in the millions that prevail as a mechanism to shift the voting majority, as well as unvetted aliens coming across the border and being literally sent in the heat of night on planes to your town, and you're not being told about it. How many of them are terrorists? How many of them are gangsters? How many of them are drug dealers? Okay, the next thing you do, we're on number eight, is destroy its global standing. In America, severely damaging our credibility with key allies via unilateral actions that increase the risk to our allies while decreasing our trust factor. Geez, how about the withdrawal from Afghanistan? Need I go further? Number nine, destroy its military, and this goes for Canada as well, mandating vaccines that will either decimate the ranks via health failures and or death, or by a vast number of those in the military saying, I'm not going to comply. I'm not going to play Russian roulette, and walking away from the military. Number 10, destroy all hopes for the future. Take all of the above that I just stated. And again, this isn't everything. These are just the ones that are in our face right now. And multiply all of them by a factor of, are you freaking kidding me? And what you end up with is a large portion of said population basically losing all hope for any kind of a future for themselves and their children. That includes either freedom or liberty. What do you see happening around you right now? I'm going to read them off real quick, just the titles. Number one, destroy social harmony. Number two, destroy the system of education. Number three, destroy the economic backbone. Number four, destroy the supply chain. Number five, destroy faith in government. Number six, destroy the healthcare system. Number seven, destroy national security. Number eight, destroy global standing. Number nine, destroy military. Number 10, destroy hope in the future. Now, let me ask you a question, and I don't care what country you're listening to this from. How much of this isn't happening in your country right now? And now you tell me it's not choreographed. It is.
They didn't do it overnight, Roger. This has been going on for many, many years.
For 60 years they've been planning on this.
Well, they can't do it overnight, Roger. You can't make catastrophic changes in society in a very short period of time, or society would recognize it. But what these people have done is they've taken a little piece here, a little piece there, a little piece here, a little piece there. Society doesn't recognize it, and boom, here we are today in a mess that is going to take a massive effort from everybody listening to this show right now to correct. But we don't have a choice, buddy. We don't. Go ahead.
There's one other thing that they did count on that most people didn't think about. And you got to remember, again, I'll go back, what did Roger do for well over 30 years, closer to 40, but we'll say well over 30 years? He worked for the military-industrial complex or the military itself. Roger was aware of technology when he worked for the military-industrial complex that you actually didn't see out in the real world for 10, 15, 20 years after it was already a capability within the deep, dark dredges of the military. So what you are looking at is an elite cast that was aware of where technology was going, was aware of how technology would speed up all of these mechanisms. In the 1800s, when they started to pull this crap across the planet, you needed to send somebody, okay, or the late 1700s, in a ship all the way across the Atlantic Ocean just to get a message to somebody in Washington, D.C. It took months. Now you pull out your cell phone, you go beep, 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 done. It's done. These people were aware of technological advances far before anybody sitting out in JQ Public were. They knew that the tyranny could be multiplied exponentially once the technology started to fit into their agenda. We are looking at instantaneous what? We're looking at instantaneous communication. We are looking at technology that is so far above even the end of World War II, it's insane. When they started to make plans for this right after World War II, they counted on an exponential growth in technological capability. How many of you out there are even thinking about this? You didn't do what Roger did for a living for well over 30 years. I'm thinking about it. I'm well aware of it. And I was telling you guys, stop and think about this, Barry. I did this on your show. I was telling you guys that 5G, because it was a high enough frequency that it required a lot of antennas and transmitters, could form a phased array. And that a phased array could be used with all of the aluminum that's raining down on you. It gets put into your brain. They could use 5G and a phased array or a steerable beam to literally fry you. All they needed to do was be able to identify you. The cell phones were the rough way of doing that. You have a cell phone. They can identify you. They can steer a beam towards you, heat your brain up just a little bit. Your brain shuts down. You die. They shut the beam off. Your brain goes back to the normal temperature, which is only a few degrees, and nobody ever knows what killed you. But now they can inject you with, listen to me, graphene oxide and other things. They can inject you with a chip small enough to identify you. Let's talk about the technology. Why was 5G being built out by the military while you and I were locked into our homes in lockdown? Why was 5G being built out in a massive fashion by the military, especially in the larger cities where you had the biggest population? If you want to start destroying the population, you start in the big cities. Look, I also said on your show at least a year and a half ago, if you take the 5G build out and superimpose it over where you have the highest level of supposed COVID deaths, you're going to find out they're almost identical. Do you remember me saying this, Barry?
I do, Roger. And, you know, I looked at these charts just a couple of weeks ago. There's information on the internet, and you know this, and I know this, folks, that you can go find out every country and how many 5G towers they've rolled out and where the masses of those towers are in those countries. And you tell me, Roger, but if you look at the COVID hotspots around the planet, they're identical. They're absolutely identical. So explain that to people, Roger. Why is that? It's such a coincidence.
I have been saying this for years because of what I did for a living. I knew that the technology, the 5G build-out, we know that 5G is detrimental to our health. Scientists across the planet know it. As a matter of fact, there are some countries that have absolutely banned 5G, but they're not significant in the scheme of things. Countries like the United States, we can protest all we want. There's enough money, okay, in our leaders' pockets due to the elites who control this, that 5G build-out is going to continue, and it has continued. What we are looking at here is microwave technology. What's a steerable beam? If you have enough antennas, which you need with 5G, you can literally pinpoint a microwave beam on any source you can identify. It's either by a chip that goes into you via a shot, a vaccine you're required to take, or the cell phone you carry. Now, anybody who thinks that I'm crazy, I'm absolutely not. You tell me why, and Barry said, and what I've said is absolutely true. This has been planned on for years. How many years have you been looking up in the sky on a daily basis and seeing stream after stream after stream of absolutely unnatural lines in the sky? The biggest byproduct of that is nano-sized particles of aluminum. You breathe them, you drink them in your water, you eat them in your food, they go up through the roots of the plant into your food, so on and so forth. The people who are dying, and I said this on your show over a year ago, the people who are dying of Alzheimer's disease, they did brain biopsies. They took their brains, opened them up, sliced very thin slices, put them under a microscope, and what they found was an inordinately large amount of nano-sized particles of aluminum in their brain. Aluminum does two things. One, it is very toxic. It will destroy brain cells. The second thing it will do, you ever put an aluminum fork in a microwave and turned it on? Mm. Now, does that make a little bit more sense to everybody?
Talking about mass genocide, Roger. They're spraying us like rats. The whole planet's being sprayed. Our children, our food, our animals, everything that we do, touch, and breathe is being affected by this. Beryllium, strontium, potassium iodide, mercury, and of course aluminum going into our bodies, into our plants. We can't escape it. What kind of effect is this having on our children? Do people really care? We're being sprayed like rats, and people are just going, well, the problem is they've got their heads down on their phones, Roger. They can't see what's going on above their heads.
In 2014, there was about a 300,000 birth deficit in the United States. I said 2014. That was, 8 years ago? How many do you think it is today? I'll bet you it's close to 500,000 birth deficits in the United States. You're not going to hear about that. You're not going to hear about it. But it's absolutely true. When you've got 500,000 on average less children being born in a country, what you are doing is you're going down a slope to a point where, and we in the United States are almost at that point, where we can no longer support the level of our how many people are in our country, our population, which means there won't be enough people to do the work. There won't be enough people to support the infrastructure. There won't be enough people. And this is happening more and more rapidly as we go along. Why is it happening? Barry just explained it to you, and there's a few more things. Vaccines are one of the biggest issues. Anybody who doesn't understand, the United States is the most vaccinated nation in the planet long before COVID. We get vaccinated more than any other nation on the planet. Here's a really scary thing for you. Vaccines have been tied to autism for over 20 years. In the 1950s, the occurrence of autism in American children was told to exceed, could exceed, 1 in 50,000 children. Today, the occurrence of autism in our children, our male children, is told to be approximately 1 in 20. What I just told you was in less than 70 years, the levels of autism have increased from over 1 in 50,000 to 1 in 20. If that doesn't make you go, what? You're a freaking idiot.
those numbers just baffle me, Roger, and that's happening in our society. What are they telling us? In another 5 or 6 years, it'll be 1 in 2 children are born. Do people realize the social impact that's going to have on our society?
It's already having a social impact.
Well, yeah, but you're talking about parents that are going to be having to look after that child for the life of that child until they pass away, and then it'll, of course, become a ward of the state. What kind of life is that for children to have, Roger? But that's happening right now. And tell me it's a coincidence, buddy. We've talked about vaccines so many times, Roger, over the years. Yep. And everything that you've talked about, I absolutely agree with it, because I've looked at the numbers myself. People don't look at numbers, unfortunately, but that stat alone, if that doesn't shock people to death, I don't know what to say. We're heading towards a society that is absolutely one that I wouldn't want my children to be living in. But you know what, Roger? It can be stopped still now. There's things that they're learning now that will reverse autism, all kinds of stuff coming out. It's not a lost cause, but it's got to come to a stop. If you look at the graph of increase in vaccines, folks, that has happened to our children since Roger talked in the 50s and 60s, and you look at the amount of vaccinations they're getting today as opposed to then, you take the chart and lay them over top of each other, the rise in autism, and it's almost identical. So tell me that's just another coincidence in our society, Roger. We're going to have to write a book, you know, buddy, coincidences, because there is so many of them. Go ahead.
If you remember, and there'll be an article on the Liberty Beacon tomorrow with those 10 points in it. If you remember the 10 points I just gave you, how do you destroy a nation? Okay, let me explain something to you. There are two mechanisms, and I believe I've told you all this, but we're getting close to the end of the show. I want this to be a sticking point in your head. There are two mechanisms that are required to control a global population. The first one is you need something that scares the living hell out of a vast majority. And when I say vast, I'm talking 95% or more of the entire global population. You need something that strikes fear into the hearts of a massive majority of humanity. The second thing you need is a promise of help, a promise of a cure, a promise of something that will make life at least somewhat better for you. Okay? You need those two things in order to accomplish what we've been talking about today. The first one is called COVID-19. It has affected every single nation on the planet. The second thing is a vaccine. It has damn near destroyed the economies of almost every single nation across the entire planet. How many shots had to be fired? How many nuclear missiles were launched? How many battleships got sunk? How many planes got knocked out of the sky? How many troops did we have to bury because they got killed in the field, in the line of action? None! Not one single one! But yet, we are in the midst of World War III. Anybody who thinks Roger's exaggerating, I'm going to tell you something. The amount of people over the next 5 to 10 years, including the amount of people now, that will die as a result of this bioweapons attack on humanity will make every single war in the entire history of the planet combined times a factor of 100 seems small. You tell me we're not in the middle of World War III, and I'm going to call you a moron.
You know, Roger, the enemy is truly inside the gates, and Canadians, and like I said, the world is starting to recognize it. My only hopes are today that we can wrap this right up, because we need to. We need to make a stand in the sand right now that we can't let them go past. If we let this go on any longer, I'm in fear of them gaining so much power in our society that we won't be able to put a stop to it. We see governments making moves now that are absolute communistic. Same thing is happening in the States. This is happening in Canada. Some of the legislation that Justin Trudeau is ramming through right now, folks, while talking about communism 2.0, they want to be, and with the Liberals in Canada, unfortunately, a system between the Liberals and the NDPs that have 176 seats in our parliament, it gives them a majority ability to pass through any legislation they want without Canadian people having recourse. And what they're trying to do right now, Roger, is run through legislation that the government will be the only governing source in Canada that will license media. So in other words, folks, if they don't like what you're saying, you won't get a license, and little guys like me will be silenced. That's where they're going right now, Roger, and that's just one of the many things they're doing. It is so in our face. Go ahead, bud.
I would tell you that when Barry says we can still stand up, we can still make a difference, I absolutely agree with him. And here's the worst thing I'm going to say all day. I'm going to tell you right now that we're at about 8 billion people on this planet. I'm going to tell you that in probably an average of 7 years from now, half of this population is going to be dead, just as a result of what's happening today. If you think the mandates have stopped, they haven't. If you think people taking vaccines, although it may not be as many today, there's still more taking vaccines. I will tell you that at least 4 billion people will be vaccinated. I will tell you that those people, a vast majority of them, will either die off, not necessarily from the vaccine, but from causality from the vaccine, and the others will be from living with them, having those properties transmitted to them. I am telling you that if we don't step up right now, I already see half of the global population going away. I already see that happening. If we are going to minimize that, we need to start working on it yesterday, not tomorrow.
You're absolutely correct. I just got some news coming through to me here, Roger, that apparently Antifa are out in full force today in Ottawa and are wreaking havoc right now. So I'm trying to follow the links on that, but they're being silenced. One guy had a live feed going, and they just took it down. So it's all an attack, I believe. They're really going to try and demonize this movement, if this is true. So anyways, I just wanted to say that real quick because it just came to my attention. But nothing's out of their playbook right now. You know that. We've said it a couple times in this show, Roger, that they're getting desperate. And I honestly believe that they are. Like you said, the data's coming out. People are really getting on what's been going on. You're seeing a major rise in anger in people. We just got to channel that anger in the right direction, Roger. I think that's the biggest thing we can do right now for people. I got to thank you for coming in, buddy. The hour is up. You always stimulate a great conversation, Roger. You're one of my favorite people to talk with. And I'll be 2 weeks when we have you back, and I'll get you to share a last thought before I have to let you go.
My last thought is there aren't too many places you can talk about this. Okay, you can talk, you can listen to this show, you can listen to the show I do, you can go to the Liberty Beacon Project, but at the same time, you can go to TLB Talk. You can form a group, you can bring your friends, and you can have discussions that you know are necessary for the mitigation of the evils going on around you. TLBTalk.com. We ain't in it for the money, because we have no corporate sponsors at all. If you don't drop $5 in the bucket on the way in, eventually we'll have to close the door. But that's the way it's going to be. Listen to me. You have to go somewhere and talk. If it's not TLBTalk.com, I don't care where it is. But you need to talk. If you don't, consider yourself as guilty as those who are perpetrating this.
Well said, Roger. Thanks for coming in, buddy. And we'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Absolutely. Thank you, Barry. It's always a pleasure. And thank you, Steve, for putting up with my screaming. He does the board.
We're used to it, Roger. Okay. We'll be back, folks, in a couple, 3 minutes with Wayne Peters. He's got lots to talk about right now in Canada and the convoys and stuff that's absolutely going nuts in our country. So back in a few minutes with Wayne. Hang around. Should be good.